Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. They spend hours behind the wheel transporting thousands of students safely to and from school, on fun field trips to athletic events and more. On this episode of the Supercast, we hop on board the Big Yellow School Bus to find out what it's like to be a school bus driver. Hear why our drivers love the job and the students they serve, driving countless miles with safety in mind each and every day. The school bus is here. Let's climb on board. We're here at East Lake to take the kids home on an afternoon, joining Sean on his route. Sean is a driver extraordinaire, very popular not just with the kids on the bus, but in the neighborhood as well. And we're excited to take a ride.
Hi, kiddos. Can you guys all say hi?
Hi, guys. Okay.
This is the superintendent, kiddos.
Hi, guys.
All right, kiddos, we're taking off. Everybody sit down. Nope, we're being the red alligator today, kiddos. All right, kiddos, everybody sit down. Remember to keep my aisles clear. Do we stand up while the bus is moving?
No!
That's what I thought. Thank you.
So what's the red dragon or red alligator or
so
Fortnite?
They are the red dragons, but every day before we take off, I let somebody choose what we are. Sometimes we're a magic school bus. Sometimes we're a hippopotamus. I let one kid choose. And today, they chose alligator, so we're going to be a red alligator today.
Okay.
A lot. Yeah, we are.
Are you, like, living your life with them?
We get lots and lots of random questions on the bus.
Yeah. Well, there's time and space. It's like a little road trip.
Yeah. Do you guys remember what you were going to do up here at the crosswalk?
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as we go through the crosswalk and pass him, then you guys can start, okay?
Okay.
Sean, I gotta admit, it's nice to have somebody else driving.
I've always enjoyed driving. That's even when we go on vacations, everybody's like, "You need a break?" And I tell them, "Nope, I'd rather drive."
Well, Sean, it's a relatively short time with them, but boy, there's a lot of interaction.
There is a lot of interaction.
What other schools do you serve on your routes?
I drive Mountain Ridge High School and Copper Mountain Middle School.
And how are high school, middle school, and elementary kids different on the bus?
My high school kids like to sit down and keep to themselves and be quiet. They'll talk to me every now and then. The junior high kids are very vocal. They have their own little groups that they like to stay with. And as you can tell, the elementary kids are the rambunctious bunch.
Well, they're rambunctious because they want to talk to you.
They do.
Doing a great job of it, and I love your interactions with the kids. It's so fun to watch.
I appreciate you. Thank you for coming out today.
We are here in the transportation offices in the new building to talk with three of our finest bus drivers about what their experience is. Please introduce yourself and tell everyone how long you've been driving.
I'm Jerry Unsworth. I've been driving for about 5 years.
I'm Val Acey, 6 years.
Sean O'Brien, and this is my first year.
Okay, great. Now, I'm really excited to talk with you guys, and I'm going to take a ride with Sean in a minute. First of all, tell me what made you want to be a bus driver.
When I was released from the job I had previous, I had received some paperwork from that former place, and they said considered me retired. And then I looked in the little town newspaper, and they were hiring bus drivers, so I says, "I'm retired. I'll go drive school bus."
Yeah. How about you, Val?
That's about the same for me. I've been retired about 10 years and thought that I needed something to do to keep myself busy, and this was a perfect fit for me.
Great. How about you, Sean?
I have a 9-year-old, so I worked at Terra Linda last year, and this year I work doing buses, and I have the same days off as him, and it works out perfect.
That's awesome. It's really nice to have the same schedule.
It is.
What do you guys like most about being a bus driver?
I like driving the different buses, and I like the kids. The interaction with the kids, they're all different, and some are challenging, and others are just really good. Really good and sweet kids.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a good blend.
There is.
How about you, Val?
I have driven regular ed buses, but I drive special needs buses, a bus, and I enjoy those students. I have had some of the same students for 5 years, and parents get to know me, the students get to know me. Those special needs kids are just they melt your heart, and they are really, really good kids. Once you get to know their needs, their wants, and the things that upset them or the things that make them relax, it's really special. It's special to know that all children are offered an education, even those who are very special needs. My love is special needs kids, and I have done both. So.
I'm sure that seeing you is one of the things the kids really look forward to in the morning, and on the way home, just getting to spend that time with you after they get to know you for as long as they do.
Yes, there are a couple of instances. I don't know if we've got time, but a couple of instances where the parents are glad to know that the same faces are coming back to pick their children up, to take them to school. They get used to our faces and who we are. And that is very reassuring to most kids, but especially to the special needs kids.
I can only imagine that it's comforting to say, yep, there's Val, taking care of me, getting me to school. That's awesome. Sean, what do you like most about it?
It's got to be the kids. At Terra Linda last year, I worked in the STRIDE unit, the autistic unit, and was one of the pink ladies outside doing recess duty.
Yeah.
And just fell in love with them.
What's most difficult about driving a bus that maybe people don't realize?
People not following the stop signs. And that is just downright scary that people just are on their phones, not paying attention. When you see the stop signs come out, just please slow down and don't go around them. It's almost a weekly thing, and you have to sometimes grab the kids, honk the horn as loud as you can, and make sure that they know the rules, and jump back in front of the bus, because you don't want to see another child get hurt.
How about you?
Well, it's... regular drivers have a tendency to cut off a bus. They'll swerve right over in front of you. It's like I have a front end bus, a nose, and it's like they just wipe the nose of the bus to get off and make a quick turn, or they see a bus coming from a stop sign and they pull right out. It's just, you always have to be aware of your surroundings, everything around you, and look forward, because you never know what's going to happen.
Val's shaking his head in agreement.
Yes, everybody's in a hurry. And the bus is just another obstacle that they've got to try to work around. And that's a scary thought,
yeah,
that they think that way, but that's my personal thought. I don't know how they feel, but that seems to be is that everybody's in a hurry.
Yeah,
they need
sure.
to slow down.
That's right. I had a driver that got tired of waiting, I guess. We were at a four-way stop, close to a four-way stop, where I picked up my elementary this morning, and she just decided to go. I honked, and she just kept on going. So it's like, oh, it just, it scares me, the way when they do that. They don't realize that, you know, something can happen, or a kid can come running across the street and they aren't going to take the time to wait a couple of minutes.
And it takes every driver out there to be more cautious and to be careful to keep everyone safe. What are some of the things that people maybe misunderstand about what it's like to be a bus driver?
I've had people say, how can you do that? Have all those kids behind you? I think it starts, you have to let your kids know from the start. You are serious about what you're doing. You guys have to stay in your seats to be safe. And you have to do it. Everybody is an example to one another. And so you have to follow through. If somebody's not misbehaving, you have to let them know, hey, I mean business, you know.
Sure.
If I'm pulling over because somebody's jumping across the seats, you're either going to come sit up behind me, or I'm going to have to write you up where it's going to involve the principal and your parents. And I think that's something they don't realize, and then you have to remind them, we have cameras on the bus. We can see everything you're doing and hear everything you say. So please.
Now that's something parents who are listening to this aren't thinking about, probably.
Right.
Go back to your childhood and think about if there had been cameras on that bus. It would have been a little bit different. I can tell you that.
Oh, yes.
We're the first point of contact for these kids in the morning. We're the first thing that gets them going. If you're in a bad mood, then the kids are going to be in a bad mood. Even if you're having a bad day already, just we try and make it happy so that the kids can go to school and be happy all day. Just tell them once they're getting on, good morning, when they get off. Hope you have a good day. We'll see you guys after school. As they're getting on your bus, talk to them. Say, how's your day going? You know, go home and tell your parents how everything was.
Yeah.
And it, you know, just making the kids happy is a good thing.
I love that, because really that is what you are. You're the first point of contact. You set the tone for the day. And I'm sure, like we talked about earlier, it's a comfort to see a familiar face and to start things out that way, and to know that there's someone asking how they are right from the start, someone who knows them.
I had a middle school girl a couple of years ago that I greet the kids every day. Good morning, and how are you? She wrote me a note on the last day of school and thanked me for making her day better by wishing her a good day or saying good morning to her, ask her how she was. And so it's like, since then I make sure I always greet everybody, because it was important to her that her day was started out on a positive note when she was feeling bad.
It doesn't surprise me at all that that was important to her. I know what a great role you guys play. Safety is, of course, the main thing, but feeling important, feeling like you belong, having someone make a contact, I'm glad to see you. And I'm sure that when you see that someone you're used to coming on the bus doesn't come on, then you're able to say, hey, how's everything going? Are you okay? Because they missed a day.
Yep.
Especially this year.
You guys are awesome. I'm so glad that our kids see you first thing in the morning. You're taking such great care of them, and I just can't thank you enough. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Stay with us. When we come back, more Behind the Wheel with our school bus drivers.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? Jordan School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or a substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire custodians and bus drivers. In Jordan School District, we like to say, people come for the job and enjoy the adventure. Apply today at workatjordan.org.
We're talking now with Paul Bergera, the Director of Transportation. Paul, tell us just some of the numbers. How many employees do you have in the Transportation Department, and how many buses do we run in Jordan District?
Great question, Superintendent. We have about 272 employees in the Department of Transportation.
We have, our fleet comprises of over 110 CNG buses, so compressed natural gas buses. Our entire fleet's around 265 buses, so we're quite large. We have the largest CNG fleet west of the Mississippi, and it's a natural resource for the state of Utah, so it makes sense for us to reduce the carbon footprint in our valley and take advantage of a natural resource that's right here at our doorstep.
I know that we've received some nice awards and some grants associated with that. What would you tell someone who is thinking about applying to be a bus driver? Describe kind of what the options are and how they would apply.
You bet. We have all variety and all walks of life. We have young people who are here. We also have middle-aged folks who have expressed an interest in driving buses, and retired people. It really depends on the person, because we have a lot of different options for drivers. They can come and be a substitute bus driver if they don't want to commit to driving all year round. We have some contracted positions. So we do offer benefits for anybody that works at least 27 and a half hours up to 40 is benefit eligible. So it really kind of depends on the individual and what he or she wants as an employment option in driving a school bus. What I hear all the time is that drivers that I talk with tell me how much they enjoy what they're doing and how much they wish they would have started at a much earlier point in their life driving a school bus. It's just extremely rewarding. Like was mentioned with the drivers, the first face that they see in the morning, the last face they see in the afternoon, what an impact drivers can have on the students of Jordan School District.
They certainly do have a tremendous positive impact on kids. It makes a big difference to see a smiling, familiar face that gets you there to school on time in the morning. So we're always looking for drivers. So anyone who's interested really should get online and apply. And like you said, there's a lot of flexibility in it if you want to be a substitute driver. And there are routes that are stacked with three or four schools, and there are others where it's a single school route and you can spend less time driving during the day. So I think that's one of the appealing things, is there's a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely, and really kind of, again, depending on your kind of day-to-day activities, some drivers choose to do midday runs, so they'll have a preschool or a kindergarten. Some drivers like to drive their morning run, go home, have some, you know, lunch, spend some time at home, and then come back and drive their afternoon route. So, great point. Yes, a lot of flexibility and just such a great career.
Now, it's not just drivers. We need mechanics. We need attendants. Tell me about some of the other jobs in transportation.
Excellent. Yes, we do. Attendants are always a hot commodity. Our attendants are specifically assigned to on buses with students with special needs. Mechanics, we especially in our new facility, we've grown. So we are looking for a lube tech currently, for example. But attendants, that's a great point, who really work under the direction of special education. But we supervise the attendants and assign them with a driver based on the student's IEP.
Great. Well, lots of opportunities, a great place to work, and a brand new facility. A really nice. We got a tour of that recently, and we'll do a podcast about that soon. But just a great people to work with and a great area in which to work.
Thank you, and I really appreciate your support.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.